Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Free Talk Live.
It is Free Talk Live. The phones are open and you can join us. The number is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. Here tonight, Ian.
And Bonnie.
And Aria. Join us online anytime you want. Just head over to freetalklive.com and enjoy the features we have waiting for you on our website. It's freetalklive.com. We got our own social media platform. You can jump on over to social.freetalklive.com and register there. Maybe you've heard a little bit about Mastodon in recent days. Elon Musk was making fun of it earlier today on Twitter. Actually, I think he was making fun of the liberals that are leaving Twitter to go to Mastodon, because there's really nothing wrong with the Mastodon platform.
No, Mastodon's superior to Twitter as an idea, and effectively,
it's open source.
Yeah, and effectively an implementation as well. I mean, especially what we've seen with Twitter. Look, if your entire social media platform can be purchased and controlled by a single individual, then you have a problem there. Even if that person is a free speech absolutist and actually stands by that in a way that
Which
I don't think
doesn't.
Elon Musk will.
No, he already isn't. He's already restricting.
Kathy Griffin.
Right.
Well,
yeah,
she was violating. She wasn't. She was knowingly and intentionally violating Twitter's rules.
Oh, okay.
So, I mean, she was impersonating Elon Musk.
But that is a violation of a free speech absolutism, right? Like, part of free speech is to be able to parody, and even if you aren't announcing that you're parodying, and that's what Musk was saying recently when he said, thou shalt not be allowed to be a satire account unless thou say you're a satire account, and then if you don't, you'll be suspended forever, is his rule now on Twitter.
Yeah.
And it's his platform. He can set the rules however he wants to, but as The Onion and the Babylon Bee now, I heard, has joined The Onion in their, they wrote one of their opinion pieces for the Supreme Court. There's it's a really interesting story. We haven't talked about it, I don't think, on the air, but
we have. I don't remember what they're doing, but we read part of
there's
it.
There's a guy
named Anthony Novak in, I don't know, Louisiana or
it's
something?
Ohio, I think.
Oh, and he made a parody account of his local cop station on Facebook and was, parodying them on Facebook, and then he went to jail for it.
Right. So they're saying the government in Ohio is saying making fun of us is illegal. And the Onion wrote a really awesome friend of the court piece, amicus, I believe is what they called it, an amicus brief, where they essentially sort of as the Onion would write a thing. So it was basically almost a comedy piece, which some people said they shouldn't have done because courts don't have a sense of humor. But anyway, it was pretty entertaining to read it. And essentially they point out that part of parody is to not necessarily put it on your sleeve that it's a parody. That's part of the whole process.
That's part of the problem with Elon Musk and parodies in general. I mean, it's not part of the problem with parodies. It's Poe's Law. A parody of a thing is indistinguishable from the thing itself. If you're so extreme, such a fundamentalist on whatever issue, that an insane parody account sounds indistinguishable from you, and people are looking at this fake Elon Musk Twitter and Elon Musk actual Twitter, and they're going,
can't tell.
Damn, I can't tell the difference. Well, okay, Elon, maybe you should figure out how to word things in a way that you don't sound like Kathy Griffin.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
maybe.
This isn't impersonating a specific person, but there's a Twitter account that's just pretending to be an older white lady who's a liberal, and it's so believable at times that, at first I thought it was a real lady, and I was like, wow, she's awful. And then, the more you go, you're like, oh, this person's joking. They're just pretending to be a terrible progressive, but it's believable because of how progressives are.
I have one of those. I also used to run one of a fundamentalist Christian, a hardcore fundamentalist Christian, like Barack Obama's the Antichrist kind of fundamentalist Christian. That was a terrifyingly successful.
Let me say this. It is not hard to fool people in, you know, internet land. Some people, right? I had an account called the Keene Police Fan Page back when I was on Facebook several years ago. And it's clearly not the Keene Police, right? It's the Keene Police Fan Page. So we weren't trying to
impersonate
the police.
Yeah, but when you have police departments actually putting out there things like qualified immunity and you don't have to worry about getting sued for violating someone's rights. Actual police departments are doing that.
But my point was that even though it said Keene Police Fan Page, we would still get messages from people that, like, wanted to snitch on their neighbor or, you know, report somebody, or they wanted to contact a detective or something like that. It was ridiculous.
That's so sad.
Yeah, ridiculous.
So many Karens.
And our posts were obviously not in favor of the Keene Police. Like, if you actually looked at the content, they weren't in favor or fanatics of the Keene Police at all. So it was very tongue-in-cheek. Anyway, let's go to your phone calls and thoughts. You can bring up anything that you want, and then we got all kinds of other things we can talk about. We mentioned Jeremy Kaufman. He's the founder of Library, which we spent the first couple of hours, you know, talking about the SEC and the lawsuit there. But he's also a candidate for U.S. Senate. And the only reason we are talking about him on a national show is because he's made some really entertaining advertising. So I want to get into that. I've been meaning to play his final ad for a couple of weeks on the air here, and we haven't gotten to it. So I do want to get that out there tonight. But first, Sarah is in New Mexico. Sarah, you're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead. Okay, good. We appreciate anybody taking us off the speakerphone. It's always a good plan.
I'm really impressed that we had about 430,000 voters already in our state. So our voter early voting has ended in the last 3 weeks. And on Election Day, which is tomorrow, we usually have like about 100,000 more people that show up on the Election Day.
So Sarah, the longer I exist, the less I'm able to understand people like you. And I'm sitting here listening to you talk. I'm trying to create some sort of bridge between the way I think now and the way you think. Because I used to think that same way. You're throwing out words like we and our state and all of these other things. And my first response is going to be the snide, well, Sarah, I didn't even know you had a state. Or I didn't know you had 540,000 people or whatever you said. But like, I'm not just joking when I say those things. You're claiming to be part of this great big entity that is the state of New Mexico that doesn't even exist. And I don't know how to process that anymore.
Why do you separate me? Like, I feel that I'm part of this we here in the state because I've been here 23 years and I've been participating and voting for the last 23 years. And all of these politicians, most of them, I voted them in. Most of the other people have voted them with me. Our governor, our mayor, our counselors, and all of the representatives are the ones that me and everybody else voted them in.
She really feels like she is the state.
And I have no doubt that you've lived there in that plot of that geographic area that we call New Mexico in the trailer park there. And I have no doubt that you've participated in the futility of voting and that you have voted for candidates who have won office. I have no doubt that you've done those things as an individual, as a single person, Sarah.
That's the way I say we. Because not only I voted in my governor and my mayor, there's like tens of thousands of other voters that have voted them in, voted along with me, our counselors, our commissioners that are Democrats, our representatives that live in my district. That's why I say we. I don't understand why you guys get so tipped out on this we.
Well, for one thing, you say things like, we built these video cameras. You definitely didn't go and build a video camera or put out a video camera, things like that.
Look, I pestered, I emailed and called.
She's a pest. She admitted it.
That's surprising.
Tell them what I want.
Even on the subject of these candidates that you have voted for and that other people have voted for and have put into office, Sarah, you represent a very small minority of New Mexico voters. You don't get to claim all of New Mexico as part of your we because at best you're maybe 50% of voters, and maybe one in three Americans or people in New Mexico are actually voters. So you may be 15 to 25% of the actual population of New Mexico.
Let me give you the breakdown. So 2/3 of the voters, people that voted already, are of Democrats.
And you said it was 400,000? Did you say it was 400,000 people that early voted?
Okay, we have 430,000 approximately voted already.
That's
and out of that, they have
incredible.
A count about over half, about 60, 70%.
Yeah, I believe that. I believe that.
I looked it up just now, and the population of Albuquerque is only 560,000.
Yeah, she's talking about the state.
Yeah, no, I know. So that's a lot of people.
Yeah,
early voters are known to be more likely to be Democrats than Republicans, though.
Yeah, I'm looking here at the statistics. New Mexico only has about 1.2, 1.3 million people that are registered to vote. So they're talking about a third of the voter population did early voting there. Thank you, Sarah, for the call. There's more coming up here on Free Talk Live.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Stock market has you nervous with massive fluctuations? With the impact of inflation and the upcoming midterm elections, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. But with Vantage Point, you won't have to guess. Text MONEY to 813-813 to find out how you can forecast market trend changes with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. That's right, 87.4%. Text the word MONEY to 813-813 and find the consistency and confidence you've been looking for in your trading. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. No more guessing when to get in or out of a trade. Text MONEY to 813-813. We'll send you a link to our free live training. Protect your hard-earned capital with Vantage Point.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting the word BIMO, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and text using automated technology or pre-recorded voice about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not conditioned of purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text MONEY to 813-813.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
I know I need to pay attention to my health, but I just can't seem to find the time. Between rushing to work and taking care of the kids, there's not much time left over for me. So I decided to start small by eating more fruits and vegetables and being more active. And then I got the family to make some changes too. We started by keeping a bowl of fresh fruit on the counter, and I limit the amount of sweet snacks I keep in the house. I've also found some creative ways to add more vegetables to our meals. We're taking more walks, and on the weekends, we head down to the pool at the rec center. It doesn't happen every day, but it does happen. You don't have to change your entire life to be healthier. Just make some simple changes and include your family. You'll see how easy and fun it can be.
You can make a difference. Eat smart, play hard, and when you do, your kids will too. A challenge from USDA.
Appreciate what we do? Help us advertise, market, and promote for just $5 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
It is Free Talk Live. You can join the show here. We're going to in June. ForkFest is back for the seventh annual ForkFest. I guess the sixth, but it's definitely the seventh ForkFest. It just depends on how you count it. Because, like, the first ForkFest is really, like, ForkFest Zero. Because then the first year after that is the first annual. But that's not how it's ever counted.
I wouldn't count it that way.
Yeah, this will be the seventh ForkFest. Coming up June 15th through the 18th. What is it? It's a decentralized camping festival. You've heard, perhaps, if you're in the Liberty Movement, of the Porcupine Freedom Festival, the incredibly successful Free State Project summer camping festival that happens for, I think, the last 20-plus years. The Porcupine Freedom Festival is a great festival, and you should attend it. This coming 2023, the Porcupine Freedom Festival is happening after ForkFest. So for the last 3 years, ForkFest came after the Porcupine Freedom Festival. Now ForkFest is going back to the beginning, where it all started 7 years ago, or 6 years ago, or whatever, where we started before the Porcupine Freedom Festival. That's where it's going back to. June 15th through the 18th, the Porcupine Freedom Festival kicks off on the 19th. So if you want to spend more than a week here in New Hampshire, this is a perfect excuse to come up and check out the lay of the land, the beauty of New Hampshire during the summertime. Bring a hoodie, though, for nighttime, because it usually gets cold up in the North Country, up in the mountains. This is the White Mountains of New Hampshire. It's a beautiful place to be at Rogers Campground. But what you're going to want to do sooner rather than later is lock down your campsite, your RV site, or your motel room as soon as possible. I'm not telling you it's going to sell out for ForkFest. Probably won't. But the Porcupine Freedom Festival most certainly is going to sell out if the last 2 years are any indicator.
I mean, the last night or two of ForkFest could, in fact, sell out of early arrivers.
It's possible. At the very least, you should expect it's going to be a lot of fun. You can go to ForkFest.party. You can learn more about the event there and connect with other attendees through the ForkFest Telegram and Matrix chat rooms. These are unofficial websites, unofficial chat rooms. Nothing's official with ForkFest. There's no ticket price with ForkFest. So go and learn more. ForkFest.party, June 15th through the 18th. Get in touch with Rogers Campground and lock in your camping sites as soon as possible. So we're talking about Jeremy Kaufman. He launched this campaign for U.S. Senate. And normally a Libertarian Party campaign, a Libertarian candidate, is not newsworthy. I'm sorry.
It is in New Hampshire.
But I'm just saying, nationwide,
okay.
I'm sorry to all the Libertarians out there. They're like, but our governor candidate, he's got a great write-in campaign.
Mm.
That's actually happening right now, by the way, in New York, where they're literally trying to tell people, write in the Libertarian candidate because they failed at getting on the ballot in New York.
His name is Larry Sharp, if you are in New York.
In the defense of the National Libertarian Party, I mean, these people, that's what they want. They want this place where they can call in and get support and press for their candidate for governor or secretary of treasury or whatever it is they're running for in whatever county or city or whatever. Aaron Vora, the former vice chair of the Libertarian Party, mm-hmm. attempted exactly this sort of thing. It was called, like, Talk with Libertarians or something like that, and every Tuesday night, if you were running for office as a Libertarian or engaging in any sort of Libertarian activism, even if you only had five people at your meeting or just two people, you could call him and you could book time on his show to go in there and talk about it. No one cared.
Yeah, why would they?
Yeah, no one cares about what someone running for county treasurer in Louisiana is doing for the Libertarian Party.
The people in that county don't care. I mean, The average person doesn't pay attention to the lower level, lower ticket races. And when it comes to the higher ticket races, the Libertarians generally don't get any attention whatsoever. But that's what one of the things that's noteworthy about Jeremy's campaign was. He ran some political ads that were some of the most entertaining that I've seen in the last 25 years. Generally political campaign ads are pretty just terrible overall. Like
ads in general.
Yeah, they target, a lot of them target the other candidate with messages, you know, that are against the other candidate. They're not entertaining. They're not fun. And that was what separated Jeremy's campaign, was they had a real entertaining production value. They were well done. They were well written, sharp, funny. And
I don't remember now. Was it that war wasn't gay enough?
War is gay.
Okay, but yeah, it wasn't gay enough, if I remember correctly, right? And that's why we needed to elect him, because it was satirical.
He was saying, like, we need to make war more gay. We need to have more gay people doing war or
so.
Whatever.
Yeah,
something like that.
Gay people it was hilarious.
Or whatever.
And this is why I actually like Trump's, you know, ban on trans people in the military. Like, yay, keep, you know, LGBT people from murdering people abroad. I mean, I'm okay with that.
It's so annoying whenever there's, like, an advertisement from the U.S. Army or whatever where it's, like, a woman. It's like, she believed she could, so she did. And it's just, like, a lady killing people, you know, an outfit where she can kill people. And it's just, like, she believed she could kill people, so she did. That's so inspiring. I don't get it.
So he had addressed different issues. He addressed immigration. He addressed abortion, which is, of course, one of the hardest issues for libertarians to cover. And he had, like, one pro-abortion ad and then one anti-abortion ad that he put out there. It was really, really clever stuff.
And climate change.
Yeah, that was another one. There was another one where he was like, I'm a lizard person and I want to kill
you
or something, or rule you. Yeah. And so it was pretty wild stuff. And then finally, his last video, unless he's got one up his sleeve for like Election Day or something, his last video came out a few weeks ago.
I suspect it's too late. I mean, it wouldn't have any impact now unless it was just shockingly good.
This was 2 weeks ago. He had another anti-war video. This one is called War is Retarded. And of course,
and we just got banned from Twitch.
It's been a while, actually, since we've been banned from Twitch. But as you indicated here, Aria, the word retarded has sort of gone from relatively common when I was growing up in the 1980s and 90s. It was like, you know, a common thing that people would say to insult people in, you know, middle school.
As your moms and people still didn't like it. Like, my dad was playing some video game in the 80s, and he said, that's retarded, because something happened, and his grandma said to him, oh, you shouldn't say that. You should say, thank God I'm not retarded.
Now, I haven't seen this yet, but does Jeremy take the old school definition, like war is retarded, and that it retards your economy and your development as a society?
We're going to find out, because I'm going to play this audio from this clip here. And what's different about this particular campaign ad was that Jeremy actually did get serious for this one. So he's got his fun, you know, anti-war ad, which is the one called War is Gay. And, of course, this one has its jokes. By no means is there no jokes in this.
It's Jeremy Kaufman, so there would have to be humorous elements to it.
But the context or the actual text of the advertisement, the things that he's saying are very, very clearly, you know, anti-war and pretty serious. So we're going to play that here in a moment because I think it's still excellent messaging. And this campaign is one that I think libertarians should look towards as how to have an effective, at least as effective as a libertarian can be when they get ignored by the mainstream media for the most part, how to be effective, because you're not relying on the mainstream media to conduct you to the people. You are putting something out there that has the potential of being viral, has the potential of getting shares on the internet, and bypassing the traditional channels entirely.
Plus, it's not assaulting you when you're trying to watch your YouTube entertainment.
Yeah, that's true.
Very good point.
Pops up.
All right, there's more coming up here. We'll share that with you, and of course, you can share your thoughts and whatever's on your mind here on Free Talk Live. The number is 603-283-6160, and of course, you can join us on the radio.
If you're like most Americans, you can see things are out of control. Global problems have local consequences, too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, you'd better be ready. Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today's the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. And as you'd expect from a true preparedness company, our food kits are in stock and ship quickly. Those who know what's coming are preparing today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
USA Radio News.
Tuesday is Election Day. Upward of 40 million votes have already been cast these midterms. According to betting market Predict It, Republicans reached a 76% chance of winning the Senate on Thursday and were at 72% as of Sunday. Democrats had been enjoying an edge over the GOP throughout August and September, but that advantage went away in the second week of October. At a rally Sunday night in Miami, former President Donald Trump had this to say.
If you want safety for your family and security for your community, you need to vote every Democrat out of office and vote for Republicans up and down the ballot.
Forecasters are projecting subtropical storm Nicole will become a hurricane over the Bahamas. The storm.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Our Matrix server is about as free as internet chat can be. Join the existing rooms or create your own at chat.freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can join the show. The number here is 603-283-6160. Ian, Bonnie, Aria joining you. You can join us online anytime you want. Just head over to freetalklive.com. And I did make an announcement at freetalklive.com on the blog, and we sent out an email about it. And by the way, you can get on our email list if you want to. You can just go to freetalklive.com, scroll all the way down the page. You'll find a link at the very bottom that will let you sign up for it. But there's also a blog post about this as well, and that is that when we switched our podcast over a couple of months ago to the digest only, there are some people that, you know, they want to hear the full radio show, right? Like they still want to get 2 hours a day of content from the radio show instead of an hour a day from the digest. Our idea was if we move it to digest only, then that will result in maybe more people subscribing because it's more podcasty, because podcasts tend to not go longer than an hour typically. Obviously, there's exceptions to that, but generally, podcasts.
Well, people tend to listen to podcasts while they're out jogging or while they're cleaning the house or whatever.
Yeah. So that was the idea, and we're still experimenting with that. So we're going to give that some more time to kind of see how it pans out, because it's only been a couple months. But when I first made that change, I did make sure to point out that for people that do still want to hear the full radio show, there were still options. One of those options, of course, is joining the AMP program or the AMPS program at amps.freetalklive.com. That's $5 a month, and you do get access to the no recorded commercials version of the radio show as a perk there. But not everybody can afford $5 a month, and not everybody wants to join Patreon, even if they can afford $5 a month. So I get that. The other option was Odyssey, which has our full video shows, and you can actually subscribe to an Odyssey RSS feed, which would mean you'd get the MP4 files downloaded to your podcast client. But not everybody wants to download a 2-gigabyte file every single day, or 3, or however large it's large video file to watch the show, or nor do you want to necessarily play a video. You just want the audio. So while those were still options, they still weren't the full-on radio show free. And luckily, we've teamed back up with our old syndicate, Genesis Communications Radio Network, where everything started on national radio back in 2004. Free Talk Live, by the way, celebrated our 20-year anniversary a few days ago. I don't know if I mentioned it on the air, but thanks to anybody that's been with us from day number one. 20 years doing the show. We got syndicated by GCN in 2004, so 2 years after we started. And GCN is offering a podcast. So you can actually go to our feeds page at feeds.freetalklive.com, and there's a link there to the GCN podcast of Free Talk Live, which is hourly. So they put each hour of the show onto their podcast feed every single day. So you get 3 MP3 files every single day, and it's the full hour, right? So I'm pretty sure it's got – I don't know if it's got the newscast – but at the very least, it's got like all the breaks and everything. So there's no edits whatsoever. It's just, boop, put it online. There it is. And they also have direct downloads. So for people that don't want to do like podcast subscribing, you can just go to their download page and download those hours directly. So those are available, and I've got the links to them over at feeds.freetalklive.com or archives.freetalklive.com for those that want to do the direct download. So I just thought I should let people know that that's now a thing. We are officially back with GCN, so I'm really glad to be back home. We spent a couple years on a different syndicate, and we're kind of winding that down with that other syndicate. So back.
That's good. I like GCN. I mean, when certain things happened in March of last year, and I needed help with a lot of questions that I didn't know the answers to, and that I couldn't talk to you to get the answers to.
Right.
We had a friend at GCN who was tremendously helpful with some of these things that I just did not know the answers to, and that you can't, they're so obscure that you can't find the answer by Googling it.
Right.
So, that person out there, he's probably not listening, but he knows who he is, and he knows I appreciate him for that.
So check it out, freetalklive.com. We got blog posts there on occasion that, let you know new things about the show that you kind of need to know. Let's go to the phones here. We've got on the lines, Jimmy is listening to WNDB on the east coast of Florida in Daytona Beach. Go ahead, Jimmy.
Hi there. Bonnie, you've been buying the thing from Libertarianism for years. Could I ask you, what city, county, state, or country has a successful libertarian policy? It's your turn.
Okay, if there ever was one, do you think we would learn about it in history and public school from the U.S. Empire?
Could you answer the question, yes or no? Do you know of any?
Do you know of a successful society at all?
I don't know of a society that named itself libertarian, but I can say there is the old Irish societies that they were voluntary societies. I can't remember what the heck the name was. It started with a T, and they sounded pretty libertarian to me, and people voluntarily would join them, have their neighbors and friends basically their, circles, and that's about as close to what I would consider a libertarian society as possible. But anarchy is just the state you live in every single day. When you just wake up and decide to do anything you do that isn't government mandated, or you don't stop yourself from doing something because you would be breaking law, you're living in anarchy, and therefore it's tried every day and successful every day.
I think the word you were looking for, Bonnie, is tuath.
Yeah.
So medieval Ireland had this tuath system, and it was supposedly pretty, freewheeling, that society, I think, until some king crushed them.
I answered the question, and now can you answer my question, caller, and tell me what we learn about it in public school if there ever was a successful libertarian country?
I know of two examples today, 2022. Do you know of any? Can you help me?
Did you not hear me? The last 5 minutes, I answered you.
Okay, the Eskimos, is there any law up there?
I don't know nothing about
I don't know what
them.
I really
I'm pretty sure they're
know.
Subject to Alaskan law.
Okay, what about those people that walk around, with no clothes on in the Amazon? That sounds like libertarian, right? So you've got some.
Well, no, because a lot of these uncontacted tribes, they still have hierarchies and structures and chiefs and rulers.
Yeah, you sound like you don't really know what libertarianism is, Jimmy. Can you define it?
Well, yeah. I don't think it's going to work.
No. You mentioned... I asked for a definition. So if you think you know what this thing is, I'd like for you to explain what it is to me. What is a libertarian? What would a libertarian society be?
Yeah. Everybody goes in on their own conscience. You don't interfere with your property. Here's the problem. I know it's a commercial, right? Here's the problem with that. I don't agree that you own that property, so I'm going to take it from you.
Oh, are you a communist?
No, he's a thief.
Well, you sound like a communist. That's what Lenin said.
You're saying you don't believe in property?
Well, that's what Lenin said.
What do you believe, Jimmy?
No, Ian, here's what he's saying. He's saying, here's the problem. The problem is, what if I don't believe you own that property, so
I
sue?
Get shot. You get shot to death.
Yeah.
Right, as Lenin. Yeah, that's you guys, as soon as New Hampshire turns to libertarianism, you are, what are you going to do? Is he going to cancel this radio program?
Hold on, Dave.
What?
I have a question real quick. Why did you target Bonnie specifically with this question?
That's why I get so annoyed. The old idiot men call in and say, she looks young, I'm going to ask her. She won't know the answer. I literally answered, had a good answer for it, and he continues saying, it won't work.
I mean, what you're doing here, you're resorting to the bigger gun fallacy. You say, I'll come with you. I'll have an army. I'll have a bigger, more powerful gun than you. Which means the other person has to come up with an even bigger, more powerful gun. And ultimately, you end up with the government, which has the biggest, most powerful guns ever invented in human history. I asked you a minute ago if you could name a successful society at all, and you said you could, but the fact is you can't. We've heard throughout the entire year that we're on the brink of nuclear war, nuclear apocalypse. What part of this society that's on the verge of collapse and death and destruction do you call successful, man?
They can't even make a good currency.
Yes. The Eskimos, are they complaining about having that natural gas? Are they going to freeze to death? No! They're okay! But
a bunch of them got killed off. They're not even anything like they used to be.
Okay, so honestly, I don't know enough about the Eskimos
murdered.
to comment on what sort of society they have. I imagine it's fairly lonely up there, so I think we're talking about a society with more people in it, right? Like people that are actually around each other.
Yeah, well, point. Where's their example of where libertarianism works?
Okay, he didn't even answer,
or he's not going to go look up Tuots now. He's just going to go like, they didn't answer me because he's just an idiot. Like,
Medieval Ireland,
talk like that.
I'm not going to insult somebody, Bonnie, but
It's not insulting to say a fact. If somebody's an idiot, they're just an idiot.
Medieval Ireland, Tuath, Tuath, you can go and look that up as an example of, you know, a pre-current times, maybe more free society. There's more coming up here. Thanks, Jimmy. It's free.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big, bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
We still do email. Drop your email address in the entry box at freetalklive.com, and you'll be kept in the loop with Free Talk Live.
Free Talk Live, moments of name here. If you want to join the show, the number is 603-283-6160. You can also call in via our SIP line, which we don't talk about a lot. Usually I only talk about it if somebody else is on hold there to remind me it exists. You can go to sip.freetalklive.com to get some step-by-step instructions as to how to set up your SIP client. It is a little complicated, but once you get it set up and ready to go, it works pretty well.
It's not complicated, but there's one of the things works better than that. I think Linphone, if I remember right, works better than the other SIP one application that's popular for Android.
But I thought Linphone didn't work well, but
I don't remember now.
Linphone is the one I tried on my old non-iPhone phone, and it was so confusing.
You have to make a specific change that
Settings.
Yes,
yeah.
That we hadn't thought about or we hadn't considered or something, or that wasn't supposed to be on by default. So it's confusing, but it's worth it.
It's going to take you some time. But if you can get it working, it will sound better, like TJ the Spy calling from Ohio, or no, Missouri probably. Go ahead, TJ. Or no, Colorado.
Colorado.
Colorado. Where are you?
I was like, why is he in Ohio?
Sorry, TJ. Go ahead.
Oh, well, I was just wanting to call because, you know, I got a job at a golf company, mm-hmm. and one of the things I do is prepare the welcome boxes for all the new employees now. So they get a water bottle and some golf tees and some mask and everything else. But I was thinking we could do the same thing. The Shire Free Church could give the judge, in your case, a little welcome box. So I have a little thing of an eighth of weed, some isobutyl nitrite. The isobutyl nitrite is the antidote to cyanide poisoning, so that's emergency first aid, but if you huff it, it's a powerful vasodilator, so it'll it's basically poppers.
I was going to say, is it poppers? I thought poppers was something else, but yeah, it sounds about the same thing, nitrates.
All right.
Unfortunately, I think that's considered bribery, and I would recommend against it.
No. You know, it's not if, see, now I'd have to send the same thing to all the... You know, it's like I brought enough for everybody.
Drop poppers for you, Georgiana.
Yeah, SFA from...
Now, I feel like I'm going to jail just from this call.
Okay, poppers are like an inhalant, right, that partiers use?
Yes. Oh, well, speaking of inhalants, I also wanted to send the judge my whipped cream dispenser.
And obviously.
A little case of Whippets, you know, so he can do a little nitrous. Because I said, this entire trial...
He might be in a better mood.
Explain Bitcoin... to the court and to 12 cranky jurors, you're going to have to explain, like, blockchain and SHA-256 hash and mining and all this stuff. And I just said, I don't know.
I don't think it'll be necessary to explain all of that. However, no. You know, you joke about a lot of this stuff. I do think it would be a net good for society if we could get all of the federal judges to voluntarily take some shrooms.
Yeah, sure.
Like, the world would be a much better place after that happened.
I think so. I agree. In fact, out here in Colorado, there is a psilocybin legalization up for vote. They're going to legalize psilocybin out here in Denver, Colorado.
Legal for recreational purposes, or
legal for post-traumatic stress therapy. Disorder and suicidal depression of combat veterans.
Right,
so it's legal for religious reasons here in New Hampshire.
That's true. Well, you could win a court case for religious reasons. I mean, you still might get arrested for it, but you can win.
Well, anyway, I just said, like, do I really have to separate all the things? Like, okay, these plants are illegal, these plants are legal, these molecules and things. But I just said, any judge I don't trust that I can't, you know, get drunk with and talk about the law and understand his judicial reasoning. And
now, the problem with judges is you can't really, like, approach them outside of court. They're very private people, right? Like, they don't want to be seen. Like, in the old days here in Keene, the judge was able to just park in the parking garage and had to walk through the lobby of the city hall in order to get upstairs. So if you wanted to speak to the judge outside of court, you could do it. Didn't like it. But you could do it. Nowadays, they've got their own courthouse. So I'm talking about, like, more than 10 years ago before they didn't even have their own courthouse in Keene. It was just in the city hall chambers, basically, during the daytime. At nighttime, it was the city hall chambers, and during the day, it was the courtroom. So they had, they didn't have the same level of security. Now they have their own building. They have their own gated parking garage underneath the building. So the judge drives into the gated parking garage during in the morning hours, and then you can't get anywhere near him. Maybe you could shop.
I was actually thinking about staking Mr. Bitcoin and standing outside in the parking lot and, saying Georgiana, Bitcoin is not a crime. Like, just holding a sign, Seth and Georgiana, don't criminalize Bitcoin.
Yeah, TJ, I wish you the best, and I appreciate your call here tonight. And just to be clear, TJ is obviously talking about satire. Clearly, you know, he's not going to be very much joking. Yeah, he's not going to be approaching a judge. That obviously is not a good plan for anybody that wants to win a court trial. Thank you. Oh, sorry, Bonnie, I've muted you.
He wouldn't be able to get the paupers into the courthouse anyway.
However, I'm being serious when I say the world would be a better place if we could get all the judges to do shrooms.
Yeah, thank you, TJ. Major Payne, you're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead.
Hey, according to your last caller, I may or may not be an hallucinogenic.
You sound like you're on it.
Fed me shite. I could be a shroom.
Okay.
I don't know what you're talking about.
I have noticed something going down the road.
All right.
And this goes with political money and the power behind it. And the skanks and scallywags and whatnot. But the bigger the sign and the more there are of them, I think those are the ones that you should not vote for, because they obviously have more power.
More money?
Yeah, money.
Well, here in New Hampshire, the biggest signs this year were mostly Bruce Fenton and the most signs, and he was the least bad, I think, other than, like, Jeremy Kaufman for that seat. And he got all his money, like, in a above-board way with cryptocurrency.
Yeah, he spent 85 Bitcoin on his campaign. Which
and
is
I think
a,
about that
a fortune.
All the time.
That is tragic.
And only got 5% of the vote. But, Major, it's not a bad plan, necessarily. And thank you for the call tonight. I do appreciate it. The number is 603-283-6160. So Jeremy Kaufman had nowhere near the money of Bruce Fenton, but he is on the general election ballot because people worked very hard, got a lot of petition signatures to get him qualified for the ballot here in New Hampshire. We were talking about his really creative advertisements that have been very funny throughout the campaign season. If you haven't seen them yet, I do recommend you look for the Jeremy Kaufman ads. You can find them on his YouTube or his Odyssey channel, which is Jeremy Kaufman for U.S. Senate. And this is, you know, the reason we play these on the air is because they are entertaining. They do have a good message as well. So they kind of do everything right, but they also, most importantly, they don't take the system seriously. So I'm just going to jump into this here.
About a satirical ad saying that war is gay. I'm here to tell you the truth. War is retarded. It's retarded. We're not supposed to say that word, but this is exactly why we need to say it. Because if you support war, you are a retard. We have done this before. This isn't new.
Pictures of guns.
Soft. Anti-American terrorist sympathizer. These are some of the things you would have been called for opposing the Iraq War in 2003 or Vietnam in the 1960s. And today, you'll be called similar things for opposing America's involvement in the Ukraine and Russian conflict. Well, you're not. What you actually are is brave. Being anti-war is always unpopular, but it takes people who are willing to stand up and say, no, this isn't our fight. No, we don't need to be involved. And the people who are weak and soft are the people who want to steal from you to get us involved in a conflict we have no business in. The war on poverty was won by poverty. The war on drugs was won by drugs. The war in Afghanistan was won by goat herders with an average income of $500 per year. Don Baldock and Maggie Hassan want us to fight China and Russia simultaneously.
What boggles my mind, Steve, is the fact that we haven't gone all in on this already. Diplomatically, informationally, militarily, and economically.
Everything's on the table when it comes to keeping our country safe. And what we've seen from Russia in particular recently...
And we can't take any pressure off China either. We got to go after China because they're in this right with them.
Maggie Hassan and Don Baldock want to take your money so that your children can die and America can be hurt. This November, be brave, be anti-war, be a libertarian. I'm Jeremy Kaufman, and I'm serious.
Pretty good.
There's a reason no one's looking up John Baldock ads on YouTube.
Exactly. Out of time for tonight. We'll be back tomorrow night with the live Election Day edition of Free Talk Live, and we'll see you then. Have a good night.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.